You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play? Boys Against the Goals with Dom and Jeremy!
We're ready to play, and let's meet the players. Representing for the ladies today is Lauren. Lauren, good morning, and welcome to the Dom and Jeremy
morning.
Show.
Hey! Good morning.
So glad you called. What do you do, Lauren?
Well, I work at Denver Distributing. I, like, do marketing and interview in the hiring process.
What are you distributing at Denver Distribution?
Well, it's actually Kirby's. Have you heard of Kirby?
No.
You haven't?
Kirby's?
Yeah.
Kirby's or Kirby's?
Kirby. Like with a B. Kirby.
Kirby.
Yeah.
It sounds familiar.
Here's what I like about it.
It's been around for 107 years.
Okay.
Well, I believe you.
I believe you.
Jeremy's looking something up right now.
Oh, the vacuum cleaners. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
That.
Gotcha.
For whatever reason, I was thinking C-U-R-B-I-E-S, Kirby's, like curb delivery or something.
Yeah, and then there's a Kirby video game character from like the 90s that I'm familiar with, so...
Okay, Kirby vacuum cleaners.
We were way off. That,
we're totally hip to it. I'm sorry.
Close enough.
I guess you could say we suck. Get it?
Ah, dad jokes.
You suck so
dad jokes.
Just kidding.
Lauren, good luck to you today. The women could ahead if you get a point. So the guy who's going to try to stand in your way is Randy. Randy, good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, boys.
Hello, Randy. What do you do with your life, Randy?
I'm in hospitality.
Hospitality. Can you elaborate?
That could mean a lot of things.
I do staffing for hospitality. So then venues, restaurants, hotels.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
So it's been a rough go, but we will persevere.
All right, no good. Randy. Well, we appreciate you, and we appreciate all the people in the hospitality industry. Here's the way this game works. I'm going to ask Randy some questions that women are probably more likely to know. Jeremy has questions for Lauren that dudes are more likely to know. Best out of three will win and get the Mindbender book volume 3. And if we're tied after three questions, we go. We're tied after three, we go to sudden death overtime. And we alternate who goes first. Jeremy, today the ladies are up. You're dealing with
sweet
Lauren.
Sweet Lauren. All right, Lauren.
Cool.
Let's see what I'm going to start you off with. Let me roll through
give
here.
Give me a good one.
You want a good one, do you?
Give her a good one.
I'll give you a good one. This actually came in from a listener, so I'll give you this one. Mopar. Right. Mopar is the parts, service, and customer care division of Chrysler Automotive. Mopar stuff has been around for years. What is Mopar short for?
It's actually pretty simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
Motor parts.
You want to just stop there? Do you want to just stop there? Say yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's
short
right,
for motor and parts.
That wasn't easy. That's why I said it's actually pretty simple.
Way to puzzle it out.
Yeah. It's not five words. You might think it's M-O-R-P-A-R, like you can come up with five words.
No, it's the mo from motor and par from parts.
Yeah.
Nice. Original. Wow.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Brilliant. There you go.
Randy, here's your first question. What Disney movie featured Arendelle Castle?
Frozen.
Yes,
yay!
That is correct.
Randy knows Frozen.
I didn't know that.
And part two.
Good job, Randy.
And part two,
and
Randy.
Part two. Back to Lauren.
Lauren, what beer company is known as the King of Beers?
Budweiser?
Yeah, girl.
That's exactly right.
Lauren knows.
I'm an Ultra girl myself.
Yeah, same. We like Michelob Ultra.
We like the Ultra Gold.
Yeah. Yeah, I pay the extra $2 and get the gold.
Get the gold.
Nice. You guys are bougie.
We're high rollers, Lauren. Bougie.
Bougie.
Boozy bougies.
In fact, I believe there is a six-pack of gold out in the fridge in the garage as I speak.
Crack them open.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
You're just
Did you just make that up?
She's just full of these little things. Back to Randy. Randy, please tell me this. Which character on Friends was divorced three times? Which character was that?
Ross.
That is correct. Jeremy, we are 2-2.
Solid competitors today. Well
done.
Lauren, name the stadium that is home to the Green Bay Packers.
Take a guess. It's legendary.
Dom, you want to tell her?
That is the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
Yeah. Dom's a huge Packers fan.
What the heck?
What the heck?
You've never heard of that?
Never heard of Lambeau Field?
I guess I have, yet.
Yeah. I'm kind of in mourning this week, you know?
Me too.
Listen, Randy, if you get this, you win the game.
All right.
If not, we are going to sudden death overtime.
Sudden death?
The pop singer Robin Fenty. Robin Fenty, she just goes by her middle name, so we know her as who?
Robin Fenty.
Do you know who that is? Take a guess, hurry.
I don't know that one.
That is Rihanna.
Oh.
The singer Rihanna. That's why she's got that little, what is it? It's either a fashion line or something that's just called Fenty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rihanna. Well, look at that. We are tied. We go to sudden death overtime. The first one to get one right will win. And Lauren is up.
Lauren, let me find you a good one.
All right, cool. My man.
Come on, Jeremy. Make it difficult.
Well, the one I have
She's
is, I mean.
She's kind of cracking me up, Randy. I mean, I can't help it.
Randy, the one I have is not that difficult to me, but let me see here, Lauren. If I use a Slim Jim on my car, what am I doing?
A Slim Jim on your car?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the dipstick?
No, it is not the dipstick. No, it's a little device that you shove in there when you want to unlock your car.
If you've locked your keys in, it's a thing that goes down between the window the door.
Yep. I should have known that. I lock my
Well,
my
you're a dipstick.
You did what? You locked your keys in what?
Nope. Many times.
Many times?
Really?
Got to call the locksmith.
Oh.
I might as well get a punch card.
Why do you keep locking your keys in your car? You have one job when you get out. Put your keys in your pocket.
I know. All right, Randy, you're up.
All right, Dom, let's go.
Look at her. She's like controlling the game now. She's
all
right,
doing?
Let's go.
She's directing traffic. She's like the Boys Against the Girls traffic cop.
She's like, come on, Randy's up.
Payroll.
Got things to do. I got vacuums to sell.
She's pushing Kirby's on us.
Yeah, if you want one.
Yeah.
There's an air purifier on it.
Yeah.
They're expensive, though, aren't they?
Lauren, sit still for a second, okay? Lauren.
Simmer down, Lauren.
Sit still for a second. I got to talk to Randy, all right?
All right.
Randy, tell me this. Thanks, I need Jeremy. To know. Lauren.
Lauren.
Sit still.
Oh.
Randy, who was not a character on Glee? I'm going to give you four people. You tell me which one was not a character on Glee.
Uh-oh.
Santana, Joey, Quinn, Rachel.
I'm going to go with Santana.
No.
Well, that sounds like a Glee character.
It was Joey.
Oh, now we got to go back to Lauren.
We're still in overtime.
Chatty Lauren. Lauren, I'm going to give you a name. I'm going to give you a name one as well. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Please name for me the four Ninja Turtles.
The green one.
Okay.
The
give
one.
Her the bar. Give her, no. I'm not even going to tell you.
We'll
you were wrong. You were
there
wrong.
There was a green one, though.
They were all green.
Randy. The one that was a turtle.
Lauren, you want to tell Dom to move on to Randy now?
Yeah, Randy.
Randy's out.
I can only come up with three of them.
Randy, if your wife is getting an epidural, what is she probably doing?
Giving birth.
The game is over.
It needed to end, Lauren.
It really did. Even you, Lauren, knew that that game needed to be put to a merciful conclusion, right?
I know. Yeah, I agree.
That was a mercy killing.
After I talk to fun with you guys, I'm going to go study the Ninja Turtles.
Please do. Yes. Brush up on your Ninja Turtle.
And then report back to us, will you?
Lauren, you were a riot. Thank you for calling today.
You were so much fun. I hope you call us often. Before you go, though, you do have to take some medicine. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, what's up?
Whoa. What's up? It sounds like this.
Boys rule.
There you go.
Boys rule today, Lauren. You have a good
day. I don't like next time.
All right.
Okay,
bye, Lauren.
Bye.
Let me ask you something. In your opinion, Jeremy, was she stoned?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. No.
It's just fun-loving, high-spirited.
Just one of those people, little giggle box, man.
Delightful. Randy, didn't you think she was delightful?
You know, it might have been just a morning edible. You know?
It's just a morning edible. Look at Randy.
You're cracking me up. Hey, listen, you have got the Mindbender book volume 3 that we will ship off to you. If you will stand by, Josh will tell you about it, okay?
Awesome.
Thanks, Randy.
Right,
hold on.
Thank you. Hold on.
All right. Whew.
That puts the boys up 4-3, which means on Thursday, the boys could win the month.
Yep.
Or the game will end in a tie for the month of January. The boys cannot lose the month. The girls can either lose or tie it up.
Good job, guys.